Analysis: Increasingly diverse U.S. counties quickly turn Democrat. By John Binder on August 26, 2019. The more counties across the United States become diverse, the more quickly Democrat majority they become, new analysis reveals. The latest Pew Research Center study, as Breitbart News reported, finds that about 109 U.S. counties across 22 states that were once majority white in 2000 became majority minority in 2018. Today, there are roughly 293 majority minority U.S. counties, concentrated mostly along the coasts in states such as California, Florida, Texas, Virginia, North Carolina, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Analysis conducted by One America News Networks, OAN, Ryan Gurdusky reveals that the overwhelming majority of these increasingly diverse 109 U.S. counties also became more and more Democrat over less than two decades. The big takeaway is this: Republicans were losing ground because of mass immigration long before Trump. The Republican vote declined in 81 of the 109 counties, Gurdusky wrote in his weekly newsletter of the analysis. Formerly safe Republican districts in places like Georgia, especially, that went for George W. Bush by huge majorities in 2000 were lost by John McCain and Mitt Romney. Take Rockdale County, Georgia, for example, where the white population dropped from 73% in 2000 to 30% in 2018. In 2000 presidential election, more than 62% of Rockdale County residents voted for Republican President George W. Bush. In 2008, Republican nominee John McCain won just 45%, and in 2012, Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, won only 41% of the vote. By 2016, only 35% of Rockdale County voted for President Trump over Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton, representing a nearly 30% drop in GOP support in the area in 16 years. Georgia, specifically, has experienced rapid demographic changes in the last 18 years. Half of the top 10 U.S. counties that became majority-minority since 2000 are in Georgia. The electoral consequences, Gurdusky notes, is significant. For instance, in these five Georgia counties, including Rockdale County, Henry County, Douglas County, Gwinnett County, and Newton County, all went from voting majority GOP in 2000 to now being majority Democrat in 2016. Henry County, which saw a 38% decline in the white population in 18 years, voted more than 66% for President Bush in 2000. By 2016, a minority of 46% voted for President Trump against Clinton. This indicates a 20% drop in GOP support in the area in 16 years. A similar trend has occurred in Orange County, California, where the New York Times and Los Angeles Times readily admit that mass immigration has forever electorally changed the region from a once GOP stronghold to now an area where Democrat voters outnumber Republicans. Orange County's white population fell 12% in 18 years. According to Gurdusky's analysis, in 2004, the county voted nearly 60% for President Bush. By 2016, only about 42% of Orange County voters voted for President Trump, a 16% drop in GOP support in 12 years. Gurdusky highlights, though, rural counties that experienced quick demographic shifts due to farming and meatpacking employers enticing mostly illegal foreign workers have become increasingly Republican as a response to the changes they have seen. Trump actually improved in rural counties that became minority-majority, especially when that change was due to a large influx of farm workers and laborers who were either not citizens or just not registered, Gurdusky wrote in his newsletter. In Dakota County, Nebraska, where meatpacking corporations have moved in and hired transient foreign workers, the white population declined from 71% in 2000 to 48% in 2018. Despite this, the area has become more Republican. In 2000, 51.5% voted for President Bush, and even less, 50.4%, voted for Romney in 2012. With Trump, however, nearly 60% of Dakota County residents supported him against Clinton in 2016. The changing demography of the U.S., driven almost exclusively by historically high legal immigration levels, has huge benefits for Democrat politicians, previous analysis has found. This year, The Atlantic senior editor Ronald Brownstein revealed that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average were won by Democrats. This means that every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding roughly 14% had a 90% chance of being controlled by Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. Likewise, Axios admits that legal immigration at its current rate will continue shifting the American electorate more towards Democrat control. Currently, the U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades should today's legal immigration levels remain the same. About 8 million of those 15 million new foreign-born voters will have arrived in the country through the process known as chain migration, in which newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.